again at some stage. It'd be nice to give Diego just a little run of games to finish the season, but it's not easy to do that because you're talking about someone like John, who's been our best player, and although he's Arsenal's player, has been as committed as anyone this season, you know, and so you've got to be fair to him as well.
Given that Diego hasn't been able to express his talent in the way that we hoped he would now, you're optimistic he will next season, but would it be good for him to get one or two performances that did boost his confidence before the break?
I think so, yeah. In an ideal world, it would. But again, that's, you know, it's hard to pick people to give them a chance to boost their confidence. You know, of course, you want to, your sole focus for me is about winning the game. And that's about, you almost start from, how do we win the game? What's our strongest team at this point? And if somewhere down the line there's an opportunity to give people a bit of a chance, then of course you will. I believe 100% that Diego's going to be a fantastic player for us next season. And I know that, you know, listen, he wants this season. He's been in my office 3 or 4 times already. Mm. He wants to play this season, and I understand that. But you're talking about someone like John Terrell as well, that's probably been our best player this season. So if you wanted to win games and you have to pick at the moment your best number 10, it's hard to argue that John's affected the games or not affected the games as much as someone else. So there is a fine balance, and obviously I've got to try and find that balance in some of the games to finish the season.
Just finally, if he'd buried that chance when he came on in midweek, could have done an awful lot to turn his confidence.
I think it would have done, yeah, and I think that's how it seems to work at the moment, isn't it? And I think that, like you say, if one or two things go for you, you know, the game completely changes. I think if Diego scores that goal, I mean, you could argue second half was as well as we played. You know, I thought we were fantastic second half. Thought the energy, the effort, some of the passing, some of the movement was really, really good, which probably left me slightly bewildered over the first 45 minutes and everyone else. But and I genuinely believe we should have been coming off that pitch saying the least we would have got is a point. But as it was, again, you know, missed opportunities, a couple of decisions go against us, and we end up losing the game. But like you say, if Diego had buried it, I can't be too critical, but if he'd have buried a chance, yeah, of course, you know, he'd probably been a little bit of a hero, and you maybe take that into the next few games.